Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
La 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 da. 2 o'clock. Carton Show, Big Mac, great to have you here. Number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. Got lots cooking today because today, no smoke out of the chimney just yet as to whether or not the New York Giants have gotten their next head coach, but Johnny Harbaugh is in town. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Craig.
Big day for you.
So great to see you. So happy to be here. What a glorious day.
Today's an interesting day. Today's a really great day if you're a throwback guy like I am, an old school guy. So we've got old school guy. You get a bit of an old school guy yourself.
Old soul.
No cell phone service today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it. What a great day. I'm not taking 73 calls to my kids about getting them tickets to the Miami National Championship game. I don't have Danny Kotskinotskinoff in sales calling me, ask me if I want to endorse this company or that company. You guys can't reach me. It was old school Wednesday.
Just you all by yourself.
Oh, I hope this outage lasts for days and days. Life 360 doesn't work. Woo! What a great throwback Wednesday.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sure the problem will get fixed at some point.
I'm sure it will.
But for those of you that mock me, and many of you do, for still having a stash of CDs in my car, just in case, how do you like me now? Yeah, that's
What'd
right.
What'd you pull out today?
Seals and Croft.
Oh, I like
it. Yeah, it was a thing with my mom.
Uh-huh.
When I was growing up in the 1970s.
Right.
My mom was a big Seals and Croft fan. And we had a station wagon with the fake wood paneling on the side and an 8-track machine in it. And whenever she would leave us to the car while she went shopping, she would make us listen to Seals and Croft over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1978, I was a 6-year-old boy that knew every lyric of every Seals and Croft song by heart.
Wow.
So I felt like, get back to my roots today.
Yeah, you were an old soul even back then.
All right, we got lots cooking today. Look, I cannot spend another 4 hours.
You can't?
Talking about, are the Giants going to get John Harbaugh? And what happens if they don't?
Uh-huh.
And why are you stooping so low? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Here's the reality. Right now, in the moment, he is yours and nobody else's.
Mm-hmm.
You got him. All right? He's in your house. He's in your kitchen. He's in your living room. His agent is most likely with him. And this is your moment. You can leave no stone unturned. If you guys are that desperate, and you are, and I respect that, where John Harbaugh is the only guy that you can think of in this coaching cycle that's going to bring you out of the abyss and back to competent, relevant football, then it's somewhat cliche at this point. Then as much as he wants to talk to Tennessee and he might want to kick the Atlanta Falcons tire,
mm-hmm.
right now he is yours and yours alone. And while he might decide to play the game anyway and walk out of the facility tomorrow or later today and say, I'll let you know by Saturday, I made a promise to see these other teams. I'm going to live up to that obligation. You have to put on the full court press. And hopefully they get it done today or tomorrow, because I can't come in here. It's selfish. It's about me.
Yeah.
I cannot come in here and watch you guys emasculate yourselves anymore when it comes to your somewhat embarrassing, desperate attempt to get John Harbaugh, a guy with one Super Bowl in 18 years and zero Super Bowls, with a double-time MVP quarterback calling the plays. So, God, I hope you get him. I'm rooting for you.
Thank
I'm
you.
On Team Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get him.
Yeah. He's not, again, first off, yes, the owner flew him in. Full court press. I'll send the plane.
Send the jet.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So he's in here. And yeah, look, it's not just about winning Super Bowls.
It's not just about.
Ultimate goal. Unfortunately, it's not. It's about propping this organization back up to stability.
It is.
And listen, we don't know what success level he's going to bring in. But when you say he's the only coach who can do this, he's not the only coach. He's the one that you feel most secure will do that.
Okay.
He will come in here and he will stabilize things. And right now he has chosen the New York Giants.
The first team.
There's a reason why they were first. There's a reason why so many people are speculating he won't leave the building. That's why you got so many people talking about how they're clearly the favorite. He wants to go here. It's just a matter of selling them on him. They're going to be able to sell the New York Giants. This is the best job. There's a reason why he's here, and it's not because of the four Super Bowls. It's not because, even if I'll try and sell you on that when you push back on
sure.
it.
Sure. I mean, the first thing he's going to see when he walks in are going to be the four Lombardi trophies.
And that's not why. It's not the history of the New York Giants. It's not anything other than, believe it or not, as bad as they've been, the quarterback situation, the way the organization is set up for instant success, this is the best job. Like, it's okay to say that. We don't have to be afraid to say it.
Well, I think Baltimore is,
but he's not going back to Baltimore.
No, I know.
This is the best job for John Harbaugh.
For him,
and that's why he's here.
Yep.
And the Giants, all they have to do is not screw it up. And that's what the fear is today.
I don't think that's a fear. Look.
Well, that's the only fear.
I think the one thing the Giants will do great, and maybe better than the Atlanta Falcons and better than the Tennessee Titans, is be the Giants.
Right.
And talk about the history and talk about what comes along with winning, mm-hmm. because it is different in New York City and obviously New Jersey, obviously, when you win. And there's something that we have here in the Northeast that most cities don't have. So I do not think there's a chance in hell that the New York Giants foobar this interview. I don't.
So if he goes somewhere else, it's because he wanted to go somewhere else.
I think the New York Giants, and I give them a lot of credit for this, they are still a classy organization.
Mm-hmm.
They are still well-regarded because of their history. John Mara, of course, going through his health issues right now, is going to be very well-respected, obviously, from coast to coast. But to me, this has nothing at all to do with the Giants foobarring this. I do not think the New York Giants can mess this up. It comes down to me. Not everybody's a New York guy. We know that. Not everybody wants the pressure of being a coach or a player in New York City. You've seen that with the Yankees and Mets more than any other two franchises, right?
Yeah.
So New York is not for everyone. I guarantee you, and I give them credit for this without even knowing what's going on there, the New York Giants will kill this meeting. There's no doubt in my mind. I give them 100% that they will not F this up. The question then becomes, if you're John Harbaugh and you can make $20 million in New York, $20 million in Tennessee, $20 million in Miami, $20 million in Atlanta, and on,
mm-hmm.
is John Harbaugh a New York kind of guy?
Right.
And if the answer is yes, I'm with you. I think it is a done deal.
Yeah, you see, I
do not.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I don't think the Giants can mess this up. I really don't. Let me say it one other way.
Go ahead.
I don't think the Giants will mess it up.
Right.
There's no doubt in my mind when that franchise turns on the bells and whistles, they're as good at it as anybody in sports.
I don't disagree with that, but here's the one thing that scares me, because if he wasn't a New York guy, I don't think he'd be on the plane. This would be the first place he went to go visit.
I think he still kicked the tires.
No, but not the Giants first. Like, he's been rumored. Every report is that that's the best situation for him. He feels that way. Like, I guess he told people a couple days ago that the Giants are absolutely in the running or whatever else. Like, if it was strictly New York and he didn't want to go play in New York, a coach in New York, I don't think we'd be down the road this far. I think the one issue right now, and Ian O'Connor talked about it, the one issue is, as much as they've talked and as much as Joe Shane has courted him, there's going to have to be still this discussion about what his role is when it comes to personnel, what Joe Shane's role is inside the organization with John Harbaugh. Because, I mean, does he just get flat out told, listen, you win every battle? Like, is he just being told, look, we can work with something? I let the coach pick the draft pick last time. You saw it on video. Like, we're going to have a good working relationship. Is that enough for John Harbaugh? Does John Harbaugh want to hear, we don't agree on the fifth pick? You win that argument? Like, that's the only thing left. The only thing left is whether or not John Harbaugh and Joe Shane and the organization agree and have a good understanding on John Harbaugh's role inside of it and where he stands in personnel.
Yeah,
outside of that, I don't know what else. The money's not going to be an issue.
Nope.
I don't think we'd be down the road this far if New York was a major issue. Like, I think he chose the New York Giants first for a reason, because they're the best job and he believes in the quarterback. Like, everything is setting up that this is the job. There's only one thing left. Don't screw it up and make sure he gets it. They
like,
can.
I find that offensive, actually.
Okay.
I think people that suggest that the New York Giants could screw this up are being offensive to the Giants. Now, look, I'm being offensive to Giant fans,
right?
So I'll own that, because I think you guys have emasculated yourselves with your guffawing over John Harbaugh, but I recognize he's a good coach and you're desperate, so I get it. But I think what people suggest, that the New York Giant organization can somehow not put their best foot forward, embarrass themselves, not be great at whatever PowerPoint presentation they're going to show them, I think is offensive to the organization.
Yeah.
I think it's one thing to attack the fans for being so desperate to want John Harbaugh and you're pulling out all the stops, but to suggest for a minute that the New York Giants don't know how to woo a guy to be head coach, I find, to be patently offensive.
Well, look, I don't...
And you're a Giant fan.
I don't think they will.
Shame on you.
I don't think they will.
Now, you're worried about it.
I'm slightly worried.
Why?
Craig,
what have the Giants ever done to show you that they don't know how to woo somebody?
They have not been able to put together a one-car parade for the last 10 years. Like, let's be totally honest.
Okay.
Everything they
have
done.
But that doesn't mean they don't know how to woo somebody.
Every decision they have made, every single decision they have made from the moment they fired Tom Coughlin till now has arguably, almost inarguably, been the wrong one.
Okay.
Outside of drafting Jackson Dart and a couple of players. That's not different.
It is.
It's the worry that this organization has lost its way and that they're incapable of doing things like this. Now, I agree with you. I've been here with you every day.
Yes.
I've been as positive about they're going to get him. He's their guy.
That's what
I'm not worried
be.
About this. I'm not worried about that. Outside of maybe the one day where I was a little concerned with Miami and all that stuff. Outside of that, I have been as pro the Giants are going to get this done, and I still believe that.
So stay positive.
I am positive. I'm just telling you the one. He hasn't signed yet. And the one thing that will concern me.
He just got here today.
I know that.
Should they have faxed him a contract and had him sign in Baltimore?
I understand that. I expect him to sign. And even if he leaves. Even if he leaves, I still expect him to choose the Giants. I'm just telling you, what's the one concern?
Look,
the concern is not, to me, he'd rather spend his time in Atlanta or he'd rather spend his time. My concern is, does the organization convince him this is where he has the opportunity to work and do what he wants to do it in his way?
That's a
to
crazy
be successful.
Concern. That's
right.
Crazy to me.
I don't know what else there is
the
as a
New
concern.
The New York Giants know how to do this. Now, they've made bad decisions
in
the guys that they've hired.
Yes.
But they've never lost the guy they wanted. So if you want to be upset or concerned, be concerned that Tennessee's more attractive. Be concerned that for every reason, Atlanta is more attractive. Do not be concerned that the New York Giants brass is going to F this up. Like you said yourself, Steve Tisch sent his private jet to fly him here from Baltimore, as the story now apparently goes, right? Yep. Chris Mara went to his house to sit and talk to him before the official courting began.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'm not worried about from a Giant fan perspective is the Giants not killing it in the meeting today and if the meeting goes to tomorrow. The only thing I'm concerned about is, for whatever the reason might be, income tax, I don't know, quality of life, not being a New York guy, that John Harbaugh is afraid of New York, doesn't want the responsibility, and doesn't want the smoke that comes with this job. The only thing I'm not worried about are the Giants putting together a killer presentation to get your guy.
Well, if you take all all of my concerns, we wipe themselves out.
Good.
Because I'm fully convinced on the things you just said.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be here first if he didn't view it as the best job, and he's not a New York guy. Like, to me, I'm less concerned about that. I'm more concerned about him having this meeting than having another meeting, and they do a better job. Like that, like the actual job and where he wants the coach, I am less concerned about.
Well, that it shows your insecurities. You're an insecure guy. You're a big guy.
Yeah.
You might be scary in an alley.
Yeah,
I learned a valuable lesson about you.
Yeah.
When it comes to your sports teams, happens with the Yankees this year, you are an insecure, emasculated fan. That's how bad it's been for the last 10 years.
That's a bit strong.
And frankly, I don't like that about you.
They have beaten the confidence out of me a little bit.
This team knows how to have a meeting.
I'm not saying
that. They know how to get the oysters and the shrimp and the sushi.
Would you have said
and,
that?
And all the fanfare.
Would you have said that before the Knicks met with LeBron James?
No, the Knicks have not had that ability.
Why?
The New York Giants know how to woo a guy. The New York Knicks have not had the ability woo a guy.
Who's the last guy they wooed?
Who? The Giants.
The Giants.
They haven't had to woo a guy.
When have they ever had to woo a guy?
What's the last guy they lost out on that they wanted? Who's the last guy that came where they said, you're the guy?
Yeah.
And they didn't get him. Who?
I can't. I'm terrible with names sometimes.
Yeah, okay,
but it's the head coach who chose. It's the college coach they brought in before they hired Joe Judge. And then he went right to Carolina and didn't leave Carolina. What the hell's his name? Matt Rhule. They had Matt Rhule in. They all wanted Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule goes to Carolina.
Yeah.
And his next
How'd that
meeting,
work out? How'd that work out?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was almost as bad as Joe Judge.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule became the laughing stock of the NFL.
Yes.
Matt Rhule got kicked out of the NFL,
correct,
as a matter of fact.
They couldn't even woo a miserable coach.
They didn't want to woo him. They knew that guy was going to stink.
All right.
Matt Rhule.
I'm just telling you.
Anyway, it's on like Donkey Kong now, John fans.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
You don't sound confident.
I am. We're playing devil's advocate here. That's my only concern.
Okay.
It's not a heavy concern.
Well,
they've done to do it.
Look at all your calls.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.